The FAA allowed some commercial flights to resume yesterday. New security procedures are in place at the nation's airports. Joshua Leves of member station WABE went to Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport.
As Hartsfield Atlanta International Airport reopened in the late morning yesterday, the mood could only be described as eerie. Hartsfield is usually the world's busiest airport, with 200,000 passengers moving through each day. When the doors opened yesterday, there were no crowds, no anxious travelers walking swiftly and checking their watches. Empty lounge chairs filled the enormous white atrium. But steadily, more people arrived. They lined up to check in and glanced at screens to see the latest on their flights. And the familiar sounds of people walking and talking and wheeling their suitcases gave a comforting sense that some level of day-to-day life is beginning again. Nearly every traveler at Hartsfield yesterday had been stuck in Atlanta since Tuesday, when the federal government grounded all air traffic. People like Joe Fowlers, who had a layover in Atlanta Tuesday en route home to Norfolk, Virginia. He's been at a hotel ever since.
Well, it's been rather difficult being alone in a hotel room, but my flight's scheduled for like 3 hours from now, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I can get out.
It wasn't clear to Fowlers or anyone which flights would take off. Most people at the airport had checked with the airline first to confirm a reservation for a flight yesterday, but even the airlines weren't sure exactly which planes would be flying. Delta Airlines, which controls most of the business at Hartsfield, said it was in constant contact with federal officials and other airlines to coordinate. Delta officials wouldn't speak on tape, but told NPR their primary concern was to bring home people whose planes had been diverted to Canada on Tuesday, then to help people stranded in American cities. And while the airlines were busy getting their planes going, airport officials were implementing a whole new level of security. Speaking by phone from the airport's operations center, spokeswoman Yolanda Clark said Hartsfield was making all the required changes.
Passengers in this country are accustomed to being able to drive up to the curb and check in, and that is absent. We're also stressing to passengers that the Federal Aviation Administration announced today and is prohibiting all pocket knives, carpenter knives, even retractable blades from being carried onto any aircraft, and those items will be confiscated.
And Clark says only ticketed passengers can proceed to the gates. There are also more officials throughout the airport and several workers at each metal detector watching as each traveler walks through. It's clear that flying will be a whole new story. But passengers like Donna Nauman weren't taking time to think about that yesterday. Nauman was supposed to fly home to New York Tuesday morning. Yesterday, she waited patiently in an hour-long line for one of just a few Delta check-in counters. She said whatever she has to go through to get back to her family is worth it.
I don't care. I've been waiting for 3 days, so a little longer isn't a big deal. As long as I can get on my flight and go home. I can't wait to get home.
But flights to New York City were further delayed when all 3 airports servicing the city were closed last night. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.